Our responsibilities in Stamford was to check the quality of the drinking water, which in the days I was working for the borough was owned by the Stamford Water Works,
Right, when was that?
i.e. the Marquis of Exeter, Burghley Estate. And this was not taken over by Anglian Water until the whole local government reorganisation of 1974. So what we had to do in Stamford to check the purity of the water supplies was to go around monthly taking samples from various sources in the town. The water for Stamford came from about six different sources in those days. There was springs at Whitewater, a deep well at Bone Mill, which is in the Wittering area. There was a spring on the High Burley Park. There was also another spring at Woathorpe, and there was a borehole in North Fields, adjacent to the Stamford Fane School, as it was known in those days. Now Christchurch is built on that site. And there was also an artesian well in Ryle Road, Stamford. The water supply now for Stamford does not, all these sources now have been not closed down, and the Stamford water now comes from a deep well at Woolthorpe, which is some 6 miles from Stamford. In the rural area, when I first started, water supply for the villages was from just shallow wells in the majority of cases, but Ketton was more fortunate insofar that the squire of the village, a Mr. Burrows, had his own sort of private supply. He had put down a main supply in part of the village, and this was water which came from a spring on the Collywestern hillside between Collywestern and Ketton, and there was a reservoir which it was fed to by gravity, which was situated the other side of the village on the hillside going towards Edith Weston. In the early days, in approximately 1948 to 50, the Ketton RDC decided to install mains water throughout the whole of its parishes, and they sunk a borehole on the Belmersort crossroads, and mains were laid to the villages of Ryle, Essendine, Great Casterton, Little Casterton, and a reservoir was built on the hillside, which is now opposite the where the Stamford Motel is situated on the Casterton Road. And this gravity fed water to those parishes. Additional boreholes were sunk in the parish of Clipsham and also Tixover, and this fed the whole of the area. And on top of this, then, the sewage disposed in the parishes was very, very primitive. Some houses were fortunate to have cesspools, but majority of houses had to have a pail toilet, and these had to be emptied weekly by the refuse collection team, along with the household refuse. This was called night soil. So, and also mains sewage was laid in all these parishes with the construction of the sewage work. I feel that this was a very rewarding time in my local government to see such improvement carried out in the whole of the area.